Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Jane and Dr. Jean are here, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be glad they're here, too. Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Jean Wilcox is with us. Dr. Jane is in New Jersey, and Dr. Jean is in Pennsylvania, and I call them the Brain Trust Branding Babes. And apparently, they're cool with that. They're the authors of Abulard's ABCs of Branding, and they're our good friends. As you obviously can tell, if I can say that, they must be our good friends. Hi, Jane. Hi, Jean.
Good morning, Jim. We don't mind being called babes as long as you put the Brain Trust in front of it.
Exactly. The Brain Trust Branding Babes. That's what we're going to have to change all of our stuff, all of our attribution to you on our website and everything. We're going to have to go back and change all of that. But the thing that I like about you guys is not only do you have a very important message, branding, as you know how I feel about branding in small business. I think it's one of the most important things that we can talk about, and hardly a week goes by, maybe probably hardly 2 or 3 days goes by that we don't talk about branding of some kind on this show, because I think it's so important. And you guys not only do a great job of teaching us branding, but you also allow us to have some fun with it too. And I think, and of course, I mean, I don't have to tell you guys this, folks, their book is about cattle and livestock. They're teaching us branding by showing us pictures and narrative about cattle and livestock. So you know that they're going to have some fun with this. So how can we? One of the things I know you want to talk about today is branding on the web. How do we do that, Jane?
How do we do that? Well, the first thing people have to realize is that the web has some quirky characteristics, and that if you have a really pretty website but nobody can find it, that's not really such a good thing.
Sort of like an atheist at his funeral, all dressed up, nowhere to go.
Yeah, yeah. That people have to know how to find you, particularly if you're a small company. They've never heard of you before, and you're not going to be able to spend a fortune getting the name recognition in media. So, how are people going to find your website?
Mm-hmm.
That's the big question.
Right. That's not just branding. That's also advertising. That's marketing.
Yeah, branding's a big piece of marketing.
No, I agree.
No,
I agree with you.
I want to differ with that. I've had this conversation with many people, and they always think that branding is a subset of marketing. Branding is a corporate-level function. Branding has to transcend the entire organization. It's not just the responsibility of
But they're harness mates. They're side by side with marketing. They're harness mates.
No, Gene's going to tell you that marketing is subservient to branding.
Marketing is one of the horses in the harness, but the person that's driving is the brand manager. Because you think about it, Jim, you don't walk away from a product because their marketing's bad. You walk away because customer service is bad. You walk away because the store is dirty or the service. The clerk is rude. You walk away because the product doesn't work. None of that's not real. That's not really marketing. That's your whole business process.
Right.
And so with the web, I mean, you have to present an image, and all of those functions basically come together on a website.
But if your branding is
basically one of the unique characteristics of a web that is different than other marketing functions is that customer service is directly integrated into a web often. In that if you have pages where clients are getting information or purchasing things or sending you an email, all of that is customer service, and it isn't the same as other marketing.
Mm-hmm. So how do we differentiate between when we're focusing on branding on our websites and when we're focusing on marketing? How do we differentiate those things? Because I think that's for the average small business owner, that's a little bit over into the weeds trying to figure out the difference.
Well, I had a long conversation with a colleague of mine last week about this, that he has a website and he does very, very good work. But when I go to his website, I start tearing my hair out because the navigation is very ununiform. I mean, from page to page, every page looks different. It looks like something that, you know, anybody could have put up there. It doesn't show any kind of professionalism, any kind of design style. And he says, well, people are selling lots of things on the web with websites that aren't pretty. And I tell him there's a big difference between pretty and professional.
Right, and effective. Stand by, effective. Ladies. We'll be right back, folks, with the Brain Trust Branding Babes, Dr. Jane Cameron, Dr. Gene Wilcox. I'm Dr. Jim Blasingay. Not really. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, especially if you find our good friends Gene and Jane there and all the things that they've shared with us over the years on branding. Dr. Jane Cameron, Dr. Gene Wilcox. I call them the Brain Trust Branding Babes, and that's what we're talking about. Branding, which is, as you know, one of my favorite topics, but specifically on the web. And I just got myself into a little bit of trouble in the previous segment with these two. I think they ambushed me a little bit on the difference between branding and marketing. I agree with you, Jane. I think Gene was the one who pounced. I agree with you, Gene, that branding drives everything, and that for one thing, folks, here's one thing. See, ladies, if you agree with me on this. If you do nothing about marketing, nothing will happen. You'll get no marketing. Absolutely right. Nothing will happen. But if you do nothing on branding, something will happen. It'll happen as a natural process, and you might not like what happens. And would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
That's one thing that I think is the difference between branding and marketing.
That's true.
Absolutely, Jim. And I actually really, really like you putting that way, because one of the things, I think you've just hit something really important. Because one of the things we've tried to get through to people is that because the people who are aware of your company or your customers are the people who actually define your brand, ultimately, it can happen. You're going to establish a brand whether you control it or not, or whether you influence or not, consciously. And so you really have to think about things that are often subliminal. Because it does happen anyway.
Yep.
And you can really damage your brand by a bad comment or a poor customer service or something like that. And it can really, really hurt you in a way.
Let's think about, though. Gene, with the branding on the web, let's leave the e-commerce out of it. Meaning, you know, if they buy something from you, you deliver it quickly. Let's assume we got that covered. How do we differentiate ourselves from a branding standpoint in cyberspace? I mean, it's not as easy, it seems to me. It's not as easy for a small business owner to do effective branding and really differentiate themselves online as it is when people can come and see us face to face and we can show them our charm and personality. How do we do this?
Well, one of the things is really think about how you're going to present yourself on the web. because too often, I always liken a website is like building a house. If you don't have an architectural plan before you start building the house, you're going to wind up with a really weird house. You know, you're going to wind up with stairways that go nowhere and windows that are in
right.
the floor and all kinds of strange things. So really think about how you want to present yourself in the web. And it's a balance between being technically functional and being, you know, attractive and not necessarily pretty, but professional and appropriate for your audience. So if you're selling hardware to, you know, companies, you probably don't want a really pretty, fancy site with a lot of gizmos and whiz-bang stuff on it.
You want it to be functional. Form follows function.
First thing is function, and second thing is a professional design that suits your audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're selling multimedia stuff, you better have a website that shows that you can do multimedia.
Right. How about values? Isn't that something we can get across online? And isn't that what more and more people are looking for? Because they're looking for. I think some of the people I talk to who know what Web 2.0 means, meaning the next direction we're headed in with the internet. They call it Web 2.0 or Internet 2.0. One of the things that's part and parcel with Web 2.0 is trust. And aren't people, when they go to your website, aren't they looking for people they can trust? And if you state your values, if you sort of demonstrate your values on your website, how about that for branding?
I think that's a big part of what you need to do. With a lot of what's going on in the web and all of the viruses and stuff that's floating around out there, one of the things to really establish is this sense of trust and this sense of credibility, so that people, when they come to your website, it's obvious that you are a real company. You need to have an address. You need to have contact information. As we got in this argument with my friend last week, I mean, he had no name on his website. So it's like it could have been anybody, you know, and people are really wary. I mean, too many of us have had computer failures and all these problems because we've been to a website and wound up with some malicious thing on our computer.
Right.
So you need to establish that trust with people and that sense, that appearance of credibility, so that they know you're real.
Jane, one of the things that I think it helps with trust is letting people know that you have a privacy policy.
Yes, that's getting more and more important, you have a privacy policy. And you then, if you do have one, you better be sure that you follow it, because customers are doing things to find out who exactly sold their name and things like that.
Yeah. So.
Abelard's ABCs of Branding by Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox. When we come back, we're going to let them give us their website and tell us a little bit about what they've been doing lately. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Van Morrison to take us out.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's what I want. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Dr. Jane Cameron and Dr. Gene Wilcox. They're two of our outstanding branding experts in the Brain Trust, and their book is called Abelard's ABCs of Branding. And Gene, why don't you tell us where we can find the book and get your website and all that?
Well, you can find the book actually both on our website, which is www.cattlelogos.com. That's CATTLELOGOS.com. And it's also on Amazon. And it's now, Abelard's ABCs of Branding.
A-B-U-L-L.
A-R-D.
1-B, 2 L's. A-B-U-L-L-A-R-D-S, ABCs of Branding. Now, you two would rather I call you the Branding Babes and the Branding Heifers, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. As you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, we've been good friends a long time. Okay. Tell us. Give us some more information on how we can do some branding, some good branding work on our websites. But not only websites. Branding can be email. It could be blogging. It could be whatever. Right.
Yes. It can be newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remember, if you're writing a newsletter, it needs to convey the image that you want your company to have. And it needs to be something that your clients actually want, or they're just not going to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So one way you can tell if your newsletter is reaching clients is if when you're a little late, people ask you where it was.
Yeah.
You know, that's an important source of feedback. And another one is that when you write for your website,
you know, I'm sorry, Jane. Let me tell you something that happened to me one time. My letter goes out on Sunday afternoon, almost like pretty much close to clockwork. I mean, it goes out about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, and somehow one day we had some technical difficulty and didn't go out to the next morning. And at least one person, we got more than one comment about it, but one person wrote back and said, "Jim, are you okay?"
Yep.
It was so sweet. She it was a lady. She said, "Are you okay?"
Well, that's good because it means she's expecting it and she's reading it.
I thought she was worried about me.
She probably was. But it also tells you something about your newsletter that she's anticipating it.
Yeah. Hey, Jean, one of the things I wanted to ask you is isn't part of our branding online? Isn't part of our brand online the way we help our users use our website, our visitors use our website, making in other words, my very first website 10 years ago, I was so proud of it. We just got it up. I loved it. And then a friend of mine who was ahead of me in websites, he knew more about it than I did. He said, "Jim," I said, "what do you think about my new website?" He said, "Jim, it's all about you."
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh." Okay, so we quickly fixed that, but you got to make it all about the user, don't you?
Yes. That's a very, very good comment, Jim.
Go ahead, Jean. What do you think?
Yes, I mean, too many people do that, and it's not just the web. It's in all of our marketing. We're too busy thinking about, you know, our point of view, and we're looking at our own products and what we do. And it's really, people don't care about that. They want to know what's in it for me. And so you have to make your website appeal to, you have to give people a reason to want to come to your website, and you have to make it easy for them to find what you want on your website.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article, there's actually two kinds of web people on the web. There's the people who are looking for something. They've gone into a search engine, they've typed in a word, and if your website comes up, and they go to your website, and they can't find that thing that they were looking for easily, they're not going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the web browser people who are just kind of, you know, looking for things. And I've done this where I'll start looking for something, and then I'll kind of wind up over here, and I'll be following links. And if I find an interesting site, I'll stay there and look at it. So you have to make your site appeal to those people who are looking for something. You have to make it easy for them to find it, but you also have to have enough interest so that somebody who happens onto your site with a general interest in what you're doing is going to stay there and look around.
Well, I think that one of the big things that you guys have taught us today, Jean and Jane, is that all the things that we've talked about, I think the typical small business owner wouldn't think about that as being branding activity. They would just think of it as being web development activity. But you've done a great service to us by pointing out to us that this is all part of the branding effort. And I want to thank you both for that. Give us the website again, Jane.
www.catalogos.com. And catalogos is spelled like cattle and then logos.
CATTLELOGOS. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jean, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Bye-bye. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.